Chris, how disappointing was that today?
Well, very disappointing. I thought first half we did okay and we tried to nullify them, getting it at the back and passing it, which is their game, and you know, they're very good at it. But in the second half, as soon as we conceded, you know, we folded a little bit and we were looking for characters and people to come forward, and you know, that didn't really happen for us. We had a couple of chances, but we didn't take them at the end, and at the end, you know, we gave away some comical goals, to be quite honest.
So did you think for the first hour there wasn't a great deal in it?
No, there was nothing in it, I didn't feel. You know, they had a couple of chances, we had a couple of chances. Obviously, Ross has had to make a couple of saves. Their keeper did as well. But, yeah, you know, there was nothing in it, really. And as soon as the goal went in, you know, that was the big difference. And, you know, we haven't stayed with runners and, you know, obviously very disappointed in the way we conceded them goals.
Yeah, is it the manner in which that happened? 1-0 down, just 5 or 10 minutes to go. You still had a chance at that stage, but it quickly went away from
you. Yeah, we did. You know, Coley had a great chance when he went through there and their keeper's pulled off a save with his feet. But, yeah, you know, it became too open at that stage when we're still in it. And, you know, unfortunately for us, they took their chances.
Is that just that inexperience with Devante? Because at that point, at 0-0, it was a great opportunity.
Yeah, it was. You know, I don't know his experience. Maybe he'll look at it again and think he should have done something different. But at least he hit the target, which is the main thing, and made him save. So, you know, we've got to make sure that when we do get chances, we take them. And we're a lot tighter and don't give silly goals away like we did today.
Should they have had Yassim Kassim sent off first half?
Well, possibly. I'd like to see it again, but you know, we don't want to get people sent off, but you know, these things could change games, but you know, it's that's in the past and we've got to look forward to the future.
It was a big moment though, wasn't it? 5 minutes to go before the break, it could have made a world of difference today.
Yeah, it could have, but you know, the way we conceded goals, that's what we're really annoyed about today. You know, it just wasn't good enough.
Do you know your best sort of front lineup? Danny made 4 changes today. You've got a lot of different attacking options. Are you still trying to feel your way into what is your best formation and options up front?
Yeah, that possibly could be a fair assumption of where we're at the moment. Yeah, it's you know, none of them have really staked a claim to say, look, that's my shirt. And you know, we're trying different formations to get the best out of what we got. And we're coming out on the wrong end of things at the moment. So we've got to go back to basics, be hard to beat, and be very, very resilient in what we do and go from there.
The skipper, Martin Crony, came off second half. Was that a bit of a knock? I know he went down.
Yeah, it was. It was his knee. So he's not too bad, but obviously we won't know until tomorrow, you know, what he's actually done. You know, it's 24 hours after the event. So, but hopefully, you know, he isn't too bad. And we don't think he is at this moment in time anyway.
And another opportunity today to see James Bree and for him to get another 90 minutes under his
belt. Yeah, well, James has done very well. You know, he's a young boy. You know, he's just going in the right direction. You know, and he's showing maturity, you know, beyond his years at this moment in time. And long may Matt continue, because he's a very good player in the making.
Do you feel you need to do anything drastically different at the minute?
Well, the players have certainly got to come to the fore. You know, that's one thing that they have to do. And, you know, everyone has to look at themselves and point the finger at themselves and look in the mirror and say, well, you know, have I done enough? And at the moment, we can question that, because obviously we're on the end of the results that we're getting.
Did you expect at this stage to have a few more points than you have? Or?
I would think so, yeah. You know, so that is very disappointing. But it's the manner of which we conceded today that is worrying more than anything. And we're looking for leaders, you know, characters to pull you through sticky moments.
I believe the club's looking at Stephen Pearson, who was in last week. Is he still around?
Well, not at this moment in time, but we had him in for a week. And, you know, it was something that we looked at. But we haven't decided to do anything about that at the moment.
And there's a couple of loans, I believe, that the club is still trying to work on.
Yeah, we're trying to do that. All through the week, we've been trying to do that. That didn't come to any fruition. But like I say, we're always on the lookout and trying to do our best to make you know, Barnsley Football Club a force in this league.